Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 5:46 at WCBS. A federal appeals court has ordered the EPA to ban a pesticide that former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt refused to ban last year.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joining us from Washington. Bill, what is this pesticide?
So this pesticide is actually called chlorpyrifos, and excuse me because I practiced that three times before we went on here.
That's why I made you say it.
Exactly. Now, it's used on food crops such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, that sort of thing. It was relaxed last year by former EPA Commissioner Scott Pruitt back in March of last year. And so now what's happened today is the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in a split ruling, 2-1, has said no, that ban has to be reinstated within the next 60 days because the agency didn't conduct enough scientific research to prove that it would be okay to restrict, or I should say relax the restriction.
Let's back up a little bit. Why did Scott Pruitt refuse to ban it?
So Pruitt actually reversed this, and this was something that was put into place during the Obama administration in 2015. It was what that was an extension of an earlier ban that covered a lot of household settings. And what Pruitt had done was just another effort, it was said by a lot of people, to reduce regulation, not just in the EPA, but across a lot of government agencies. And this was one of the things that was included in this. And a lot of critics said, no, this is it was just caught up in the wash of this great rush to deregulate, and there wasn't enough time to get it done. But if you remember, it was one of Pruitt's hallmarks that he was going to come in and he was going to relax an awful lot of things in the EPA, and some of those things he managed to get accomplished before he left.
Bill, just a few seconds left, but what's this about a rule that some critics say would expand the use of asbestos? What's the EPA considering there?
So this goes back to a June proposal that would have required companies to notify the EPA if they plan to import or use out-of-date uses of asbestos like roofing, felt, and floor tile. But once that caught fire, it made it sound like, oh, well, we're going to allow this to happen again. The EPA is saying, no, it's not going to be that case. You know, we still want people to let us know if they intend to use this, and we will take this on a case-by-case basis and evaluate it. But it's not the rush to allow asbestos back into the system, as you well know. A great push to ban it in construction materials decades ago.
All right, thank you, Bill. That is CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.